Enemy Combatant Radio is a grassroots, collectively managed radio project of the San Francisco Bay Area Independent Media Center, dedicated to broadcasting the vibrant voices of the Bay Area community and beyond. www.enemycombatantradio.net. This is a special edition of Enemy Combatant Radio for KALX Berkeley.
Executives and investors from the biotechnology industry gathered in San Francisco from June 6th through 9th to celebrate the benefits of biotechnology to health, agriculture, the economy, and the environment. Bio 2004, however, was met with a counter-convention called Reclaim the Commons. On June 8th, Reclaim the Commons attempted to shut down the bio convention as a demonstration of opposition to corporate control of biotechnology. Among the large variety of messages demonstrators brought to the conference, many demanded an end to corporate control of genetic code as what corporations term intellectual property. Protesters also held up poverty and lack of access to basic medical care and nutrition as problems not being solved by big biotech's expensive products. Others railed against the loss of biodiversity, genetic contamination, unsafe food, and cancer-causing chemicals produced by the biotech industry, as well as the lack of labeling, safeguards, or accountability in many sectors of the industry. Amidst thousands of convention-goers and lines of riot police, protesters locked down in the streets south of Market, formed a gauntlet outside the Moscone Convention Center, debated convention attendees, and in one case even darted under a bus of attendees where heavier-set police officers were unable to extricate them. Convention-goers were escorted into the halls by riot cops who pushed and shoved activists out of their way. As police gave protesters free rein in the streets, demonstrators danced and chalked their messages for biotech junior executives peering down from the windowed convention hall. DJ Rebel reports from San Francisco.
The Tuesday, June 8th events, which started with early morning attempts to block entrances to the Bio 2004 conference at the Moscone Center, are recounted at Civic Center Plaza. The interviews precede a mutant march down Market Street to reclaim the streets, which ultimately resulted in over 100 arrests. Okay, here at the Civic Center on Tuesday evening with longtime activist, poet, and many other things, Diamond Dave Whitaker. You've been around here all week with Food Not Bombs and the activists. Describe the activities on the streets today around the biotech conference that attempts to shut it down.
Okay, well, anyway, yes, I've been cutting it up literally and metaphorically all week long. Today, after the first bunch, early in the morning, we're taken away, locked down. They put them on wheels and started. Then the folks, a lot of the folks we see around where this is later in the day, along around 6 o'clock, the mutant retake the streets. People took the street right there at that 4th and Howard, between Howard and Mission, right in front of where the bio conference was going on. Took the street with drumming and dancing and serving food. I was, in fact, serving food. Serving food and hanging out. It was getting loose. It was definitely reclaim the commons. In this case, the commons was 4th Street at that intersection of Howard Street. Dancing, drumming, and I looked up and I said, oh my goodness, because I could see the first cop. There's cops all over, getting more and more cops around us. And I saw them begin to put on their helmets, and I knew, I said, the shit is about to hit the fan. And before I got from the shit to fan, they advanced. They were running at us. People were running. People had been dancing and hanging out and sitting around like we are now, enjoying conversation. We're running full tilt down the street. But we lasted a few hours, 2 or 3 hours, and then everybody came back through the city and came back to the center, to the to the, not the conference, the coalition, Convergence. To the Convergence Center. We all converted at the Convergence Center where we hung out. We had a great lunch. People shared food for the body, mind, and spirit. They cut it up literally and metaphorically. And then we all just, now they call it a march, but it's never a march. It's a saunter, a stroll, a dance down here to join the mutants. And then we realized we're all mutants around here at UN Plaza. And getting ready to be up for it, down for it, and I understand we're going to be getting out in the streets again. And
we will be out soon, but you've been around this city for decades, and we're talking about, reclaiming the space for ourselves, and we're talking about staying away from repression by the authorities and the police. How have things been the past couple of years compared to how they've been in other eras through the agency?
Well, things have their ups and downs and different styles, of course. Vietnam, the diggers, which was also about reclaiming the streets. We'd go so far as, we had to go so far as to take some pickaxes and actually plant, break up the sidewalks and plant gardens. We talked about all of that. That was 1967. So it's had its ups and downs, but it seems like there's a new resurgence and surgence of a non-linear, artistic, poetic, where art, politics, and poetry and spirituality come together. Give what you can, get what you need. We're casting a wide net, a common thread. We're letting a life flourish, and of course saying don't panic, just keep it organic. And this is living proof that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, and we can do more together than any of us can do on our own. So let's get on the same page, get out of the box, and push the envelope one more time, sauntering, dancing and strolling into the millennium. We're not marching any war.
Hey, Dave, one more question. We're talking about corporate control of our food supply, and you've been with Food Not Bombs for a while. Studies have shown, not only in Cuba, but in San Francisco and New York, that not only that organic is better, but that small plot farming yields much more food density and is much more efficient. What could and should be happening in San Francisco in that regard?
Well, people better start getting together and not waiting on somebody else to do it, because organic, don't panic, keeping organic, it doesn't mean a lack of pesticide. It also means the building of bridges between people, families getting together, community families getting together, and doing it for themselves, not waiting on anybody. And so I'd like to see that happen, and also, of course, breaking down the walls between the country and the city. It's time, in fact, it's way over time, to re-inhabit Green City, as Peter Berg at another time, just to say, Green City right here, so feel free.
San Francisco's Reclaim the Streets demonstration on Tuesday was encircled and shut down by the San Francisco Police, Sheriffs, California Highway Patrol, and Federal Protective Service. Well over 100 demonstrators were arrested and taken to jail, where several dozen refused to give their names to the authorities in an act of jail solidarity. The demonstrators were eventually freed after 48 hours behind bars, and all charges were dropped.